Today is a WREL weather alert day. We have a level one risk for severe storms and a code orange air quality alert. I'll show you both.
Plus, we're just hours away from a crucial ruling that could change new abortion restrictions in North Carolina just one day before they're supposed to start.
And we'll give you this live look out at RDU this morning. 4th of July travel could break records this weekend, despite delays and cancellations that we've been seeing the last couple of days. We have you covered on what to expect in the skies and out on the roads as well. Yeah, we throw that in the mix as folks get on the road this morning. We're glad you're here with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. So much to unpack this morning weather-wise. Let's start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner talking about the air quality. We're once again at code orange.
So almost the entire viewing area under that code orange alert for today. That means if you're in the sensitive groups, that means young children, adults, anyone with asthma or respiratory issues, just needs to limit your time outside for today. So 150 is where we're sitting right now. That actually puts us right there at red, but just barely. 101 is our forecast for today, which puts us in orange. Notice we have just a couple of little blobs of red that are showing up there in Wake County. I wouldn't take that as an overall, alert of red. It's just a couple of blobs. If that starts to grow across the area, we'll let you know. We'll be monitoring this, of course, for you all day. It's yellow down south, Fayetteville, Cumberland County, down to Sampson County, Goldsboro, all in yellow. But a good chunk of our viewing area is starting off at orange this morning, and that's our forecast for it today. We take a look at our severe weather threat, and the Storm Prediction Center backed it off a little bit compared to yesterday. It is from Raleigh and Durham westward, including Moore County back to the south and west. But I'll tell you, overnight last night, it just doesn't look like we have that much chance for any rain at all today. We'll take a look at future casts this morning. We're going to see that haze and a little bit of cloud cover. We'll see some showers and some showers that start to drift into the area, but fizzle out right around lunchtime. And then after that, there's just not that much that shows up across the area. An isolated thunderstorm or two, but you can see it looks pretty quiet for us today. So it is possible that the Storm Prediction Center will drop us out of that level one risk. 73 is our current temperature. 66 is our dew point. We do get into a warm afternoon. Yesterday's high was in the upper 80s. We'll keep it in the upper 80s for today. Small chance for storms. We have a weather alert day all through the weekend until Monday. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news right now. Kildare Farm Road and other roads in downtown Cary are back open this morning after a gas leak in that area. The city announced just before 1 a.m. that all roads in the area have now reopened. Crews worked for about 10 hours to fix a leak right outside Cary Elementary School. According to Dominion Energy, a third-party contractor struck a line while digging in that area. The Cary Arts Center remains without gas service this morning.
Hey, good morning. Ken Smith here at the WREL Live Center. We want to get some video courtesy of the WREL breaking news tracker. I lost my train of thought there for a minute. This is a crash that happened around 1:30 a.m. on Glover and Rigsby Road. It involved a train and a car. We're still working to get more information about it, but as you can see from this video that's just into our newsroom, the car is mangled. We're working with police to find out exactly about injuries and whether or not what the status of the investigation is right now. But we'll continue to follow this story here in the WREL Live Center.
Ken, thank you. In a matter of hours, we will know whether new abortion restrictions will take effect tomorrow in North Carolina. A federal judge is expected to issue a ruling by 12 noon. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now with a look at what we can expect with this. Kelsey.
Good morning. We're just hours away from that decision on whether to block parts of the abortion bill. Now, if the judge agrees to the big changes in restrictions and abortion ban, after 2 weeks will go into effect here in North Carolina tomorrow. Now, just yesterday, Governor Cooper signed a bill to clarify the new abortion law. This doesn't mean he fully supports the legislation. He just signed off on some tweaks that he says will help women and doctors. There's three sides here. Planned Parenthood wants to block the entire bill, while Republicans want it to pass. The state attorney general only wants to block certain parts of the law. These new restrictions go into effect. It would impact doctors first.
For doctors, there's going to be a lot of changes. And so they've kind of cautioned patients that, hey, if you come in, we might still be trying to figure out, what new forms do we use? What rules do we even have to put in place?
We don't know exactly what this judge is going to do, but we're expecting for that decision to be somewhere in the middle, blocking some changes and keeping others. And again, that decision is expected to come down today before 12 noon. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Could be a record-breaking day for travel on the roads and at airports like RDU International. People are lining up to fly for the 4th of July following days and days of delays and cancellations. WRO's Michael Grace is live at the airport this morning. And Michael, how busy is it right now? This is usually a time a lot of folks are getting there early.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though, on these holiday weekends. Right now, I'm only counting 12 delays and 2 cancellations, those 2 cancellations out on the East Coast. But I'm going to pop behind the camera and give you a look at what these lines are shaping up to be at this hour. Now, I did have a chance to talk with one of the security guards here, and he said that 6 a.m., that's when they expect the big rush to come in. I'm being told that they are being prepped for around 2,500 people at that time. So I know on TikTok, a lot of people like to make jokes about dads getting to the airport a little bit early. Today is the day you're going to want to listen to your dad, because these lines are going to be crazy come 6 a.m. So if you do have a flight around that time, make sure to get here early. You don't want to be caught or missing flights this holiday weekend. Live at RDU, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Two more big rulings are expected this morning from the U.S. Supreme Court before the justices begin their summer recess. One of those rulings is on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. If the court allows it to stand, the debts of 40 million Americans would be cleared. The justices will also share a ruling on LGBTQ protections. They'll decide whether businesses are exempt from anti-discrimination laws under the First Amendment right to free speech. The case revolves around a web designer's refusal to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple.
The family of a woman who was shot and killed by Fayetteville police officer says they have a major announcement about her case. Jada Johnson's family plans to speak at 10 this morning at the Cumberland County Courthouse. The family has a federal lawsuit against the officer who shot Johnson and against the city of Fayetteville. Johnson was killed last July after officers responded to her grandparents' home as she was suffering a mental health crisis. Investigators say Johnson pulled out a gun and threatened to harm herself. Officers tackled her and shots were fired. An autopsy showed Johnson was shot 17 times. Earlier this year, Attorney General Josh Stein announced no charges would be filed against the officers involved.
The wave of protests in France over the deadly police shooting of a teenager is leading to violence across the country. Officers arrested more than 400 people nationwide last night. It was the third night of riots in France after police shot and killed a 17-year-old during a traffic stop. President Emmanuel Macron says he's working to contain the growing unrest. The police officer who shot the teen is facing a formal investigation for voluntary homicide.
Police say a man who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was found with weapons near former President Barack Obama's home. D.C. area police say they arrested Taylor Toronto yesterday on an outstanding warrant. Officers say they found guns and materials that could be used to make an explosive inside the man's car. Investigators say it was parked about a block from a Secret Service checkpoint. Earlier yesterday, a Truth Social account with the same username as Toronto reposted a message from former President Donald Trump that included the alleged address of the Obama's Washington home. The post also said, quote, "Got them surrounded."
Take a look at this new video of severe weather in Denver. Look at that geyser there, and it's hailing. You can hear it. Loads of it blanketed the highways while some roads were flooded. The softball-sized hail was so heavy at one point the snowplows were brought out. Thursday's storm shut down parts of I-25. You can see at least one car was submerged. Dive crews were called out to another area to search for a vehicle underwater. Luckily, they did not find anyone trapped inside.
Franklinton will hold its Independence Day celebration tonight. It's happening at the Franklinton Middle School football field starting at 5 o'clock. The event will have live music, food trucks, games, lots of family fun out there. The fireworks will go off at 9. And there are July 4th celebrations happening all over the Triangle this weekend. You can find a full list on the Out and About section at WREL.com.
It's a new beginning for an ex-school security officer following the deadly Parkland school shooting.
It's been an emotional roller coaster for so long.
Hear from the man just acquitted of charges linked to his actions on the day of the shooting that left 17 people dead.
Plus, foodborne illnesses are back on the rise. What you need to know before gathering for cookouts this holiday weekend.
And here's a live look at Sanford right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAO Severe Weather Center working on the timing and impacted areas for our weather alert day.
It is 4:43 on this WRAL weather alert day, but it is looking less and less likely that we would see a lot of widespread severe storms today. The Storm Prediction Center bumped back our risk just a little bit farther to the west. So it's just a few of our western counties that are in that for today. We'll take a look at our future cast model coming up in just a few minutes. Air quality alert is code orange for today. It's actually a really high orange across our area right now. So when the sun comes up, it's going to look really hazy across Apex and really the entire viewing area. So be on the lookout for that. 68 in Wilson right now, 73 in Durham, 72 in Fayetteville. It's quiet this morning, just on the hazy side. And be careful out exercising this morning, especially with that fairly high number of particulates in the atmosphere. We'll see a high of 88 this afternoon.
Elizabeth, thanks. The school resource officer who stayed outside a Florida high school while a shooter killed 17 people will not go to prison. Scott Peterson was emotional after a jury found him not guilty on all 11 charges against him. That included felony child neglect and culpable negligence. Some family members of the victims of the massacre say justice was not served. Peterson thanked his attorney for helping him get through the case and says he can move on.
We've got our life back after 4.5 years.
5.5.
Because of Mark.
Yep.
And being able to put the truth out of what happened.
Joaquin cannot say today, oh, I'm going back to my life. He will never say that. You guys signed for that job.
Joaquin was one of the children killed in the shooting. Peterson was the only person charged other than the shooter who is serving life in prison without parole.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s eldest sister has died. His daughter, Bernice King, posted on Twitter. It's a picture of her aunt and Dr. Christine King Ferris. Bernice wrote, "I love you and will miss you." Ferris lived through acts of service and supporting education around the world. Ferris was one of the longest serving tenured professors at Spelman College in Atlanta. She was 95 years old. All right, parents, you want to hear this. We have a new warning out about a dangerous sleeping mat for babies. Five on Your Side says parents should stop using Gorsetal baby lounger immediately. This is a look at it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the loungers are missing required safety features and labeling and are a suffocation risk and falling hazard for infants. These loungers were sold for about $60 on Amazon.
The personal information of at least 100,000 hackers could be at risk this morning. That's the result of a recent cyber attack on companies contracted by the Department of Health and Human Services. A Russian criminal group is being blamed. It breached a transfer software called MoveIt. The company that makes the software issued a security update, but hackers still got into the system. Investigators believe they are targeting individual owners of stolen data with extortion demands. Police in Italy say they've identified the tourist who was filmed carving names into the ancient Roman Colosseum. Authorities say the man seen in the video is from the United Kingdom. The names Ivan and Haley he carved into the wall of the 2,000-year-old building are believed to be his and his girlfriend's. Italy's culture minister tweeted that the case will go to trial, so the man could face a fine of more than $15,000 and spend up to 5 years in prison.
The risk of getting sick from foodborne illnesses is back to pre-pandemic levels now. The CDC says cases of intestinal infections from E. coli, salmonella, listeria, and other bacteria in 2022 matched yearly averages from 2016 through 2018. The agency says the rise is likely the result of the end of pandemic safety measures. Experts say you should always thoroughly wash and dry your hands when handling raw meat. Don't leave food out at room temperature for an extended period of time.
You will once again need to pay when riding the bus in Fayetteville. The Fayetteville Area System of Transit will begin collecting fares again tomorrow. This is for all fixed routes and paratransit services. The transit system stopped collecting fares in 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, now that we're in these summer days, you may want to do your workout in the morning, but this morning, Might want to wait. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at why.
You know, it's borderline this morning. So our number right now is 150. 151 puts us at red. So it's a really high orange. So, you know, if you were thinking about heading out for a really long run that was going to be, you know, really high exertion, I would probably put that off for today. Looking at our forecast, we'll likely drop a bit later this afternoon. The forecast is for code orange, but a much lower code orange at around 101. Across the country, things look much better than they did the last several days. Yesterday, we had code red stretched all the way across the Midwest. So it looks like things are beginning to change. We know that our wind begins to shift today, and we'll start to see that smoke getting pushed back away from us. So we'll start to see some improvement, especially by tomorrow. But we're sitting at code orange here across parts of the viewing area. Our southeastern counties are at code yellow, and we'll probably stay that way all day. Here's a look at smoke from the wildfires. You can see it lingers across the area for today, but it doesn't look terribly heavy there on our model. So we're code orange for today. Of course, that means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, and that's going to be the elderly, anyone with asthma, young children. Saturday, we're back to code yellow. Code yellow is something that we see almost every day in the summer. We just have some lingering pollution in the atmosphere just because of the heat and humidity. It tends to trap that at the surface. It is a WRL weather alert day because of our risk for severe storms, but our risk for severe storms today, I will say, is very small. I mean, a level one does mean that it is small, and boy, is it small today. We take a look at Saturday. The extent of that is still a little farther to the east. We'll walk through the timeline for both today and Saturday right now. Here's a look at future cast. We're starting off with mainly clear skies. Some showers and storms will approach us from the west, but for the most part, will fizzle out over us around lunchtime. And then mid-afternoon, there's 3 o'clock. We may see a few scattered storms that pop up there. Not a whole lot of coverage, but one or two of those could produce some wind damage. And you can see there again right around midnight. Let's move it on through. Saturday will be quiet in the morning, and then into the afternoon, we start to see a few isolated storms up to the north. Again, Saturday also looking pretty slim in terms of our coverage, but it is also a WRL weather alert day. Right now, looking at 73 degrees, we're going to see highs in the upper 80s this afternoon, like we saw yesterday, 88 Raleigh, 87 Durham, and 90 degrees in Fayetteville. It is steamy right now with that dew point at 66. It's going to feel tropical for today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're really going to start to see that heat index kicking in, especially for Saturday and Sunday. 102 Saturday, 109 Sunday, and 109 on Monday. We are already under a WRL weather alert day for Sunday and Monday with that very high heat and dangerous heat index. So just be careful. It's a big holiday weekend. Lots of folks want to be outside, but we are looking at dangerous heat for Sunday and Monday. It's still going to be really hot for us on Tuesday as well. Just a small chance of thunderstorms.
All right, a lot ahead moving forward. Elizabeth, thank you. There's a popular Texas-based gas station that could be coming to North Carolina.
We'll explain where you may be able to grab some Bucky's barbecue and corn nuts.
We're at 4:54 on your Friday morning. This is a live look right now, downtown Raleigh. Just a beautiful sight, except for the heat and some of that haze that's on the way today. We'll keep you updated as you watch WRL News. There is a popular Texas-based gas station and general store trying to come to North Carolina. Bucky's wants to build in Mebane in Alamance County. It would offer 120 gas pumps, more than 600 parking spaces, and a huge building to go with it. The closest location to us is Florence, South Carolina, right now. Orange County leaders considered putting a Bucky's in Eflin in 2019, less than 10 miles from this new location. They backed out when neighbors fought against the idea. A Durham woman has already won a medal leading up to the 2023 National Senior Games next week in Pittsburgh.
She was chosen as a Humana Game Changer, a person who exemplifies healthy aging. WRL's Ashley Rowe explains how she beat the odds of liver disease.
Durham's Yvette Matthews has been active and physically fit for most of her life.
Basically running around a lot. I mean, I like being outside.
She's competed in sports like basketball, softball, and skating. In 1997, an annual physical revealed a rare liver disease.
And the doctor told me I needed to get a liver transplant or I would, in 10 years, I would die.
She needed a liver donor. As time went on, she ended up on disability. Then,
in 2013, which is 12 years after the diagnosis, I received a liver transplant.
After recovery, she got back to power walking and then running.
Every day, I added a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
Now, at age 69, she's been training for the National Senior Games in mid-July. For her inspirational impact, Matthews has been named a Humana Game Changer. She's also lifting up the cause of organ donation.
But if you're a healthy person, or even not a healthy person, they can use your organs, they can use your skin, they can use your cornea. Just sign up and be an organ donor and let the doctors decide.
At the Senior Games, Matthews still feels young and with no plans to slow down.
Yeah, I've only been doing track and field events for 10 years, and I feel like I have another 20, 30 years that I can still participate. And I'm going to be one of those people. I'm going to be doing this until I'm in my 90s.
Ashley Rowe, WRAL News.
Good for her. What an inspiration. This year, 11,000 athletes will compete in the National Seniors Game.
And Yvette will be competing in the 100-meter run. We saw how fast she is. Mm-hmm. And then the 1,500-meter speed walk. And also the long jump. Unbelievable.
She's going to be
amazing.
Great.
Amazing, yeah. And this is a live look right now. Durham this morning. Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us what to plan for as we head into this holiday weekend.
Today, we'll find out which new abortion restrictions will be allowed to take effect in North Carolina starting tomorrow. Coming up at 5, we'll hear from our NC Capitol experts on what's likely to be included.
And the FBI is stepping in to stop a dangerous trend. The new system being implemented to help police stations track fake 911 calls.